track 8. And now we come to letters to the editor. There are 4 letters, but we're only reading 3, as the other is covered extensively in the media. First one is headed Green Matters and is from Brian Wright of Tynmouth. I was heartened to see that in recent months, Mr. Heath had moved away from obsession with immigrant and pagans, his word, and was writing about serious environmental matters, local, national, and global. I was therefore absolutely astonished when in his most recent piece he described the defection of senior Conservative politician to the Reform Party as a sign of hope. For God's sake, Mr. Heath, do you not know Reform's views and policies on green matters? Richard Tice, the party's deputy leader, has said that an incoming Reform government would scrap all green initiatives. Their policy can be summed up in 3 words. Drill, baby, drill. Turkeys voting for Christmas.
More homes, but where's the infrastructure? A letter from Arthur Duval of Tavistock. We still have family and interests in Newton Abbott, and I am an old Seal Hainian. The mind boggles at the plans to build 1,000 homes on green fields between Seal Hain and Trago Mills, on top of the proposals for the Aller Valley to King's Kurzweil. Are the developers going to pay for increased water storage and sewage works, or are there brown envelopes floating about? Looking at the urban sprawl on the Ashburton and Stover roads, Newton Abbott is already a mess, and the planning committee should be sacked and called to account. In respect of so-called affordable homes, due to building regulations, it costs the same per square metre as a normal home, and the only way is making them smaller or use substandard materials.
And May Buckley writes via email about the state of the oceans. The ocean is perhaps the Earth's greatest asset, yet its critical role in sustaining our planet is often overlooked. As the largest carbon sink, the ocean has been able to store 28 times more carbon than all land vegetation and the atmosphere combined, highlighting how it is an essential resource when reducing greenhouse gas concentrations. The ocean also captures 90% of excess heat from human activity. Without the oceans, the Earth's maximum temperature would be around 100 degrees and the Earth's average surface temperature would be approximately 50 degrees rather than 15. Coastal ecosystems are also essential. Mangroves and coral reefs protect shorelines from storms, which are intensifying due to the climate crisis, while over 3 billion people rely on the ocean for their primary source of protein. The sea offers vast renewable energy potential. The UK's North Sea wind farms already power 4.5 million homes, demonstrating what's possible when we harness marine resources effectively. However, the ocean and its ecosystems are under threat. The ocean has become 30% more acidic since 1950, dissolving shellfish shells and disrupting marine food chains. The rapid melting of Arctic ice is weakening critical ocean currents such as the Gulf Stream and is crucially reducing the sea's ability to store carbon. Protecting this fragile lifeline requires immediate global action. The ocean has fed and protected us for millennia. Now it's our turn to return the favour.